In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The project of the disciples' development. One of your main goal in any country will breach into is to develop local servants. This is, you know, the ultimate goal of our start in any country, because wherever we go, we cannot preach by ourselves because of the language problem, because of the culture problem. We cannot reach the people at their people. So accordingly, we need to have a staff, a local servant from any country who they believe in our faith. They are really Orthodox, Coptic Orthodox, whatever, black or white, but they believe our belief, they follow the same faith of the Coptic Church, and these people will make whatever we need after. This is, you know, the main strategy of our mission, is to develop local servants anywhere we go. So we will take the sample of our Lord Jesus Christ. How could he develop his disciples? How could he help them to be a disciple? Although he started, you know, with fishermen, with very ignorant and weak people, but after some time he could make the great miracle by discipline, and they started, بنقولها في التسبيحة, فتنوا المسكونة. They changed the picture of the whole world in few years. So discipleship, تلمذة, or how to develop, to help them to be developed, this is our target, at least in the few months, in the start, with the start of any missionary in any country. I'll read past some passage. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. Then a great multitude followed him because they saw his signs, which he performed on those who were diseased. And Jesus went on the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Now the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes, and seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?" Philippus. But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many?" Then Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down, in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. So when they were filled, he said to his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, so that nothing is lost." Therefore they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which were left over by those who had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, "This is truly the prophet who is to come into the world." By the way, the prophet, it's not a prophet. The prophet in the Old Testament means Messiah, means the Savior. Jesus is not just a prophet. No, he's not one of the prophets. But he is the prophet. This is very specific to him. This is the name given by Moses to his people, Tesniyat 18, that there is some prophet, he is be the savior, and those who will follow him will be saved. Because he cannot say the son of God, they will not understand him. They saw Moses as the greatest man ever. So he wanted to help them to imagine who is the coming Messiah. So he told them that prophet. And that's why you remember that the Jews came to St. John the baptism and asking him, are you that prophet? He said no. Although St. John is the best prophet, but in the question of are you that prophet, he said no, I'm not that prophet, I'm just a prophet. You understand the meaning, okay? So the people after this miracle believed that he is the prophet. Therefore, when Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he departed again to the mountain by himself alone. Okay, the first idea I wish you to understand, that how our Lord Jesus Christ helped the disciples to change, to think in a new way. So he made a question. And this is a very good project, a very good idea to train the people. Don't just deliver the message. They need to discuss everything. They need to think. Just don't stop the people thinking by just giving the ideas. I remember that I tried with you to listen to the RDIM project of Ravi Dakharias. He named his program Let My People Think, because the idea of thinking, when people think, this is the start of changing. But just deliver talks and messages that will not help them much to change. So he just asked there, where shall we buy bread that these may eat? Definitely our Lord Jesus Christ knew quite well what is he going to do. And he can make it in many ways. He can deliver the man in his sama, he can make the miracles by himself. But by asking the question, they started to think. And definitely their thoughts are not complete, but this is the start of their development. So it's important always to diagnose or to focus on what is the problem of these people. Wherever you go, please spend some time thinking and discussing with the people what is the real problem of these people. Do they believe in God or they don't? Do they love each other or they don't? Are they poor or they're rich? Are they ignorant or arfin, fahmin? You have to put your hand on the problems so you can help the people. And you cannot do it yourself alone. You need to discuss everything with the people you are going to read their standard after. So, you know, this is the best way in discipleship, that we spend time talking to each other. My way now is not the perfect one, just some ideas, but we need to discuss. And also it's quite clear in the passage that the relation between the disciples and the Lord was very open and near. I mean, they can easily talk to him, they can easily spell out whatever in their hearts. They don't think much what to say. They are as open at their hearts with the Lord. ما كانوش خايفين منه. كان بسهولة يقولوا له ما يكفيش. You understand? So this is the kind of relation we wish to have with any local servant after. That they speak loudly the problems in their heart, the doubts, the troubles, the fears, whatever in their heart, they should speak it loudly. Was it the problem, either food or the place? you know, there is a problem with the food. There is no food for such a big number. But it's not only the problem, but to bring food in such an area is a real problem. The place is very far from the villages. So how can we get food? Even just to buy, the idea of buying food is still not accepted. We don't have money and the place is very far, and who will carry all this? So the problem is not just food. So please try to find out the real problems, not only one problem. Don't think that these people are atheists. They do not believe in God. This is not only their problem, one of their problems. But maybe they are poor. Maybe their culture is against faith. They have other problems. So you should tackle the problems and think of it in an overview from the start. What's the normal solution? Don't ever think that the preacher will just deliver the message and go away. No, this is a real failure. In preaching, you should love the people you are serving. You should deal with their problems, all kinds of problems. Our Lord Jesus Christ did not come from heaven to earth just for redemption, but He came to solve our problems, to teach us how to live, to bring us to a new standard of living. So He made all solutions for all problems. So as a preacher, as a servant, don't focus on one single problem. Just try to look at all problems from all sides. Also, think of the difficulties. What are the obstacles will hinder the solution? But He said to test him, for He Himself knew what He would do. So this is a kind of testing. Also in discipleship, when you are bringing disciples to a new standard of thinking, of knowledge, of spiritual life, it's important to test them. Testing is not like an exam, you give them papers and they put the answers down. No, testing is always related to the way how you think. You know, in all science now, the problem is not with the knowledge, with the sum of informations. The problem now is the way of thinking. In the whole world now, the perfect learning programs stand on the idea of how to think, not how much you know. This is not important how much you know. The idea is how to think. So by testing their mind, by testing by questions, and remember what Ramiz was telling us in communication lecture, that don't ever ask questions ended by yes or no. Just put them in an open-end answers so that you can help them to think. What the main reason of the question? So this question was not to help our Lord for the solution. Our Lord knew what He would do. But the question is only for them to restart their thinking, to think again, think in a better way. Also, this kind of testing is important for the planning. He Himself knew what He would do, which means that you as a servant should have a plan, but don't speak it up out early. Don't go anywhere and tell everybody, I'm going to do so and so and so. No. Remember Nehemiah, when he went to Jerusalem, he didn't tell anybody what his plan. They knew quite well that he came to regain the picture of Jerusalem. But how would he start? What are his plan? What was his primary steps? He didn't tell anybody. He explored the area. He spent many days praying and thinking, But he had his plan. So it's important to have a plan, and this plan is flexible. I mean, by praying, as you see with St. Paul in previous lectures, you might change the plan in some parts of it. Then the answer came, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them. You know, usually the people we serve see the problem has no solution. Whenever you go, you will feel like you will find the people like frustrated and see the problems has no solution. We can never change our culture. We can never bring up our children in a better way. I don't think anybody will believe in Christ. You will find such negative answers. Don't worry much. This is very common with the start. So the first answer came to our Lord Jesus Christ, come on, meten dinar maikafuhomsh. And to remind you, the worker in this day takes 1 dinar per day. So 200 denarii is really a big sum of money for them. They are all poor. Our Lord Jesus Christ and the disciples are poor. So 200 dinar زي مرتب 7 شهور وهم كلهم عمال في بعض. So it's a really problem. And you know, people usually have ready-made solutions and don't go with the ready-made solutions. You should be different. You should be creative in your service. Don't go with the usual old standards. The ready-made solutions are not the perfect ones. And don't go with the answer, no way, it's not possible. Nothing impossible. In the hands of our Lord, everything is possible. So don't stuck with the common answer, it's not possible. No, it's possible. And also the common answer, like, it's not sufficient. This is the people comments usually. This is not sufficient. In our idea, in our hands, maybe not sufficient, but in the Lord's hands it will be sufficient. Andrew, Saint Andrew, came with another answer. So Philip came with the first answer, مش هيكفيهم أكل بمتين دينار. Saint Andrew came with another answer. There is some lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. You remember he added, but still it's not sufficient. So our Lord Jesus Christ went with the second answer, but with not the whole answer. And the Rawi said that there is some boy having خمس ترغيف أو سمكتين, but come on, this is not sufficient for anybody. But with this answer, our Lord go, and he asked them to bring the loaves and the fish. This is important, that you consider the minute things you will face. The little things may be great in the hands of our Lord. So consider every single thing you have in your service after, and you will feel it yourself. الخمس ترغيفة والسمكتين ما لهمش قيمة عند الناس. They consider the food of some boy in a day, but how come they may cover 5,000? It comes with a new hope. So any positive answer consider. I'm again telling you how to make discipleship with the disciples, with the local servant. Consider any positive answer, even it's not logic, it's not accepted by others, but just consider. Maybe somebody will say he would better keep quiet. No, it's not good to keep quiet. It's very good to speak, even if the words are not logic. But this not logic, illogic words was the start of the miracle. What are they among so many? Don't go with the frustration. Don't look the negative side. Just try to think positive. Continue to think positive. It came to the Lord time to say, make the people sit down in number about 5,000. They were like 5,000. Why our Lord Jesus Christ said so? Why he ordered them to sit down? It's not the time. They need to go. You know, it was sunset and they are now staying away from the villages, and they need like 2-3 hours to go back to their homes, and it's darkness coming. So it's not logic to sit down again. And he was preaching like 6-7 hours. Is there a new sermon now? And they need to eat now. They are hungry. But sit down was a really illogic, not accepted by most. And the disciples will face the problem with the people. They refuse. Why we sit down? Can you imagine the disciple will say, just for eating? They will laugh at him. They will mock him. Come on. Do you have the man of Moses? They didn't see any. They did not see the loaves yet. This happened before the miracle. So they sit down just waiting. And you know, according to our service with the poor, just to let 5,000 of the poor, ignorant people to sit down in groups, it's a really hell of time. It's a real problem. It takes like 2 hours just to let them stay in order. It's not easy. So come on, the time is running away. We should deal with the problem. They are getting more angry, more nervous. Relax. Our Lord insisted, go and let them sit down. Okay, they put them in groups. That's why they came with the number. This is very essential in development, in the art of development now. Before dealing with any problem, just pick up the numbers, the problem data. You should know exactly what are you dealing with, how many, what are the goals. So by putting them into 50s, they came with the idea that they are 5,000 men, considering their families. So they are much more than 5,000, but they at least were counting the men. So each 50 men with the families in a group, so it's like 100 groups. So they came with the number. This is essential in your plan, in your mission. Although the countries are full of millions, but you should know the target. Even if you start with just few people, but you think for the future, you dream, you pray for the whole community, for the millions waiting. So you need to have a database. You need to have some informations before dealing with the problem, before starting any program, any project, any preaching program. You need to have data. And a working system. You know, in Egypt, usually we lack this kind of systems. Anybody makes anything, but we need to have a system. And when you put the system, everything will go by itself after. And you will rest to start another system. So our Lord Jesus Christ put a system. He let them put the people in groups, and then they came back to him asking what's next. So there are like steps and system of working. And you know, here is the leadership. You are leaders like our Lord Jesus Christ. In the future, you will be this man who make the system, who make the discipleship, who let them do this and this, who will tell some of the plan, not all the plan, who had the idea inside his mind and heart, who is the source of blessing, you will be this one. Then our Lord Jesus Christ read the loaves to the heaven, and he looked at heaven. This is very important. Although the problem is rather big and the people are big number, but with the eyes to the heaven, everything will be solved. You can make everything by praying. Although our Lord Jesus Christ did not need to pray, but he is teaching us what to do. At a time, you should put everything in the hands of God and just pray. Look up and pray. And by praying, he started by thanksgiving. He didn't just cry out, "Give us bread, make the miracle." No. With the start of praying, although this is very critical now, and the people are getting tense and anxious, they need to go home, and the time now ran away, but he started by saying thanks words. So whatever the problem you face, whatever the country you're living in, just pray thanksgiving prayers first. Consider that everything is in his hands, and he will do the best. This needs beliefs. This needs that the servant with the power of faith can make everything. You will experience this one day. How could the 5 loaves cover the needs of 5,000 families? You will experience it specifically in our missions. After our Lord prayed, then he did not give the loaves by his hands just to train disciples. He let them go and give the loaves by their hands. Because they succeeded in the first step, they could help the people sit down and relax and wait. So they believed partially. They started believing in him. They followed his order. They could make the first step. Now going to the second step. Let's enjoy the blessing of obedience, of submission. So when they go to the people and give them the bread, they felt happily, and now they are self-confident than before, and the people are looking to them بأعجاب, because how could you make it? Most of the people did not see the hands of the Lord. You imagine the story. Most of the people, let's say like 99% of the people, did not see the act of the miracle, did not see the minute of the miracle. They couldn't see how come this loaf becomes 1,000. That's why the books did not write on this. The gospel did not mention how exactly happened, because most of the people did not see any. But they enjoyed the belief. They enjoyed the result. So you will feel this, and people will feel this. By giving the people, they felt more responsible, you know. They felt that, okay, this is our future mission, is to help people not only listen to the word of God, but to eat, to cover the needs of the people. And that's exactly our target in our mission, to give them the word of God and to give them the needs of life. That's why we choose the poor countries to start with. We will not start with the Western rich countries, because they do not need what to eat and what to kind of clothes. No, they need, our people need to eat, need to live earthly life before spiritual life, and we are servants for both. By the way, it was written that they gave the people loaves as much as they wanted, and this is a very good sentence, because people will ask for more. By believing in your Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, by believing in Him as rich in everything, don't be bakhil. من يزرع بالبركات بالبركات يحصد. I don't mean you leave your wisdom, no, but I mean when you trust God, just be generous. Generous in giving the people spiritual matters and their needs. We experienced it in our work with the poor here. Some of the servants were saying enough for them just to know how to read and write. But many servants were thinking in another way. If any of them want to complete his learning, education till the college, why not? And nowadays we had many who completed their education and finished the colleges and they started their life. We were trying to be like our Lord Jesus Christ, as generous as we could. We did not put limits as far as they really need. So why you put limits? Our Lord covers our needs more than we need. So let's be generous with the people. Is it better to distribute money? It's another question. How about our Lord, just the miracle, an easier miracle for us? Just put his hand like that and $1 million comes. It's easy even to carry. And then يدي لكل واحد $10 وخلاص. $10 يأكلوه شهر. No, this is not the way our Lord is using. The money is the least material used by our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember this. The money is the least material used by the hands of the Lord. Our Lord does not believe in money much. So we should think this way. We should never think that money will make miracles. No. Money usually is a problem, not a miracle tool. So we need human beings. We need hearts. We need prayers. We may need loaves and fish, but we do not need much money. Think this way and you will feel the blessing of the service after. Is it better the Lord Christ distributes by himself? No. Please learn how to delegate, how to let others work, how to do the work without you. Remind yourself always that you are here today, you are not here tomorrow. And work should continue, although you are not here. Our Lord Jesus Christ was thinking of his ascension to heaven. So according to his plan, these disciples will continue the work. So they should be as good as him in this. They should be responsible from now. So he delegates as early as he could everything to them. He even gave them his authority on the demons, on the sick people, on everything. Is it better putting limits to the development? Don't put limits as you see the needs of the people. Then the third order. The first one, go and let them sit down. It was very harsh. The second, go and give them the loaves. And by this order, they, in each order of these, will spend like 2 hours working, at least, I guess. And after the people ate and they started to go home, and the mountain become clear now, he actually surprised them by saying, now the third order, go and gather up the fragments that remain. I could easily imagine Saint Peter say, come on, ايه اللي بتقوله ده بقى كفاية كده يعني احنا من الصبح قاعدين نسمع وبعدين قلت لنا قعدناهم خدنا كلام في وشنا قد كده وبعدين اكلناهم الساعة بقى 9 بالليل مثلا هنلم كمان في الضلمة الدنيا ضلمت خلي بالكم الموضوع يعني ما فيهوش اي لوجيك خالص. وبعدين he may say come on Lord any single fragment of this bread in your hand can make thousands. Now we know, now we saw. So what is the need to gather up all the fragments? Why should we carry on our shoulders such fragments? What's their importance? This is a nice idea what St. Peter may say, but in the Lord's eyes there is a different idea. That as you experienced the one loaf equal thousands, so you may think the fragment equal hundred. So it's another way of thinking. They considered the fragments useless, but he considered them very precious and very useful. So this is the way our Lord thinks, and he was trying to help them think his way. أما نحن فلنا إيه فكر المسيح. How to develop the mind of Christ? Imagine our Lord Jesus Christ in your place, in wherever you go. How would he think? How would he see these people? How would he start the project? So the fragments may be the very poor people. The kids are fragments. The materials very poor. Those useless in the eyes of the people. But these fragments are very essential in our service. And they carried 12 baskets of these fragments, as if our Lord Jesus Christ was trying to tell them and us that each of you will carry on his shoulder one basket with the fragment, just to recall the idea all the time, to remind yourself all the time, my shoulder felt pain because I carry the fragments. But the fragments are sign of faith, and the fragments are really our fortune. Our real fortune is the fragment. The poor people, you know, if you go back to the early church, you will see all the church are fragments. There were no rich people, there were no scientists, there were no عظماء. كان بولس يقول كده, بصوا حواليكم كده شوفوا, ليس كثيرون شرفاء, ليس كثيرون حكماء. يعني الكنيسة كلها عبارة عن fragments. But it was the best church ever, the early church, with the poor, with the fragments. But it could conquer the whole world. In less than 100 years, most of the world became Christian with the fragments. So consider the poor and the kids and these ignorant people. They are the fragment, the precious fragments, which may change the picture of the world. So that nothing is lost. Remember the word of God, nothing is lost. Don't accept in your mission, in your service, that you lose anybody. Try not to lose anybody. Just look around. Even when your field is filled with millions of people, just look around carefully and plan not to lose any. After such time, our Lord Jesus Christ departed to the mountain by himself alone. It was written this miracle in the four Gospels, as you know. And in the four Gospels, the evangelists, الانجيليين يعني, wrote down that our Lord Jesus Christ let the disciples go by themselves in the boat, and he spent the whole night praying. Actually, it's important to pray before the miracle, before the project, before the mission. But how much important to pray after? It's very important. It's important to pray after. Not only to thank God, but just to know what's next. We need some enlightenment. How to think for the next step. now we have such sum of people around. What's next? What to do next? And when praying after the mission or the miracle, you will feel or you will believe much that the Lord is really the start and the end of the service. He is the real power of the service. He is everything. Me and you will never do any without His power. So by thanksgiving to God, we are reminding ourselves that it's all come from you. Why did He disappear? Actually, our Lord Jesus Christ preferred usually, after meeting thousands of people, to disappear. Disappear, I mean, to spend some quiet time. It's important, after missions, to spend a quiet time, to think again, to revise what you had done, to يشحن البطارية. You need it badly. So don't spend all the time with the people, as a servant, as a preacher. You need to spend some quiet time in praying and with God. Now the people said, He is the king, He is the prophet, He is the one to come, He is... But still, our Lord Jesus Christ did not go with the loud voice of the people. Remind yourself, don't go with the rush, with the gush, with the flow. No, just be the leader and think thoroughly, what's next? Don't let them deviate your plan. You know what's your mission. So don't go with the thoughts of the people around. They wanted him as a king from that moment, but this was not his plan. His plan was to die for us on the cross. His plan was to visit many other areas. So he was not supposed to stay in this village with these 5,000 families. His plan for the whole world. So he refused to be stuck in this and to change his plan according to the voice of the people. And also, why the mountain? The mountain always stand for the quiet time and for the vision from above. You know, we need to learn from our Lord how to look from above, not at superiors to the people, no, just like overview, like to see things clearly. You need to stay near heaven, to look down in a Christ eye vision. You need it. This comes with praying, with quiet time, to see clearly what's next, what to do from above. So he stayed on the mountain, although his disciples were about to have a hard time at that time. Remember the next story after that, they were drowning in the boat, and they spent like 6 hours crying and tried to get the shore, and they couldn't reach any, and they were very much in despair, oppressed by the idea of dying after such a miracle. And lastly, our Lord Jesus Christ, after the whole night, he came walking on the water. Exactly right after the miracle of the loaves. And also it came with the discussion with the Jews next day, that they said, our fathers ate the manna in the desert, as it's written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. This is, you know, the need of the people and the request and the thought, the idea of the people. Don't go with their thinking. They still think in their way. In this, I'm reminding you that our Lord said, by the way, Moses is not the man who gave you the manna, it's my father who gave you the manna. And they ate the manna and they died. But I came to give you the bread of life, and I'm the bread of life. And he started to give them a further step, a deeper step in their knowledge of God, that it's the Eucharist. God came to be our bread, our water, our new life. So it's a new idea. He didn't put all the apples, all the subjects, all the knowledge from day one. He just put the plan and give them lesson by lesson. Glory to God. Ameen.